The Burning Land by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Stephen Perring. Part 1. The Warlord. Not long ago, I was in some monastery. I forget where, except that it was in the lands that were once Mercia. I was travelling home with a dozen men. It was a wet winter's day, and all we needed was shelter, food and warmth. But the monks behaved as though a band of Norsemen had arrived at their gate. Uhtred of Bamburgh was within their walls, and such is my reputation that they expected me to start slaughtering them.
"I just want bread,"
I finally shouted at them.
"Cheese if you have it, and ale."
I threw money on the hall floor.
"Bread, cheese, ale, and a warm bed, nothing more."
Next morning it was raining like the world was ending, and so I waited until the wind and weather had done their worst. I roamed the monastery and eventually found myself in a dank corridor where three miserable-looking monks were copying manuscripts. An older monk, white-haired, sour-faced and resentful, supervised them. He wore a fur stole over his habit and had a leather quirt with which he doubtless encouraged the industry of the three copyists. "They should not be disturbed, Lord," he dared to chide me. He sat on a stool beside a brazier, the warmth of which did not reach the three scribblers. "The latrines haven't been licked clean," I told him, "and you look idle." So the older monk went quiet, and I looked over the shoulders of the ink-stained copyists. One, a slack-faced youth with fat lips and a fatter goiter on his neck, was transcribing a life of St. Kieran, which told how a wolf, a badger and a fox had helped build a church in Ireland. And if the young monk believed that nonsense, then he was as big a fool as he looked. The second was doing something useful by copying a land grant, though in all probability it was a forgery.